about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. All right, everyone. It's time to do this. For Kevin. For America. Let's go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
When me president, they see. They see.
Hello, thank you for coming. I'd like to start by answering the question that's on everyone's mind. Yes, this is real life. This is really happening. On January 20th, I, Donald J. Trump, will become the 45th president of the United States. And then 2 months later, Mike Pence will become the 46th.
That is the actual president of the United States.
It never stops being cool.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Forget everybody. I want to be the president of the United States.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, that's funny.
Roll another one.
Can you get the EPA involved, maybe? Is it
just like the other one?
What just happened, you guys?
This one seems to be about to quit.
And terrorist, you know, situation.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You are fake news.
Roll another one.
Shut up. Kiss me.
Just like the other one.
I'm gonna let my butthole talk.
This one seems to be about.
Are you doing a black voice?
I don't have another cent.
I cannot in good conscience suggest you for any kind of broadcast employment.
We the millennials, bro.
Just pass it around.
No, make better choices.
And now, from their humble beginnings in the tiny town of Escatawpa, Mississippi, to their global success in rock and roll, please welcome multi-platinum recording artist, Three Doors Down.
Our feature presentation.
Right?
Right.
Right? They got four songs to an international audience yesterday. That's got to be the most people who have seen Three Doors Down in their entire career.
Oh, of course, yes. Times 100.
Yeah. Can you imagine how happy those guys were? That's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, I would think so. But then there's also the whole backlash. So yeah. I don't know. Is it worth it for him, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if people saw them on the TV and enjoyed them, I think that that's going to do nothing but sell tickets for them from, you know, going forward. A lot of people had forgotten that Three Doors Down existed. And then you saw them yesterday and you go, hey, they're a pretty competent band. Maybe I'll go see them.
Well, run wrong. And two, I read an article on Vice yesterday, and they're totally a conservative band. So for them, that was 100% gold for them.
Right?
Yeah.
So they weren't just in it for the career. They were in it to support the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a big moment for them. I was just thinking how happy they were. You know, a lot of people happy this week. I was thinking in 2 hours and 21 minutes, how happy are the Obamas going to be? You know how you feel on a Friday at the end of a work day? And then expand that to how you felt on the last day of school when you're in high school. It's like the happiest feeling in the world. Now, picture what it's like to not be the president anymore. After 8 years of having to micromanage every second of your time and being around all those people, making all those decisions, having all those people depend on you and everybody being mad at you and never making anybody happy. Imagine how freeing it must feel to walk away from that today.
So tonight... Obama's just going to turn off his phone and go, sorry, no one can get a hold of me.
Not my problem.
How you like that?
Yes.
That would be great, actually.
I mean, that would be what an amazing feeling that's going to be.
You see how all the pressure and everything, you know, ages these presidents so extremely. Oh, yeah. So this is going to be amazing for him. He's going to turn on the TV. He's not going to know what to do with himself.
He's really not. He's really not going to know what to do with himself.
Just call an old friend and go, what are you doing?
Working.
Oh, all right.
Well, he is a little young to be retired.
Right.
You know, he's only 55.
Right.
So you're probably right. He probably has a lot of friends who still have jobs.
You know, we have to work for a living. Not me.
He's supposed to go to Palm Springs tomorrow, I think, and just start playing golf. That's
it. I can see that.
Just because you can. Anyway, inauguration day today. But first, do we have time for another thing real fast?
Sure.
This is a disturbing story. We had that terrible thing a few weeks ago where those kids beat up that other kid and then they Facebook Lived it. We talked to Dr. Drew about it. We're like, how are you so deprived and evil that you think this is the thing you should do? But B, what's the next step that makes you think that it's Facebook Live worthy? That somehow there's not repercussions from that? How can you be proud of that kind of activity? Well, here's another lady committing what some are considering a crime and Facebook Living it. And you're not going to believe this one, Kevin. This comes out of Reynoldsville or Reynoldstown, I think, in Ohio.
Go ahead. It's going to make it a lot easier for authorities if people who commit crimes just put it on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Yeah, you got plenty of evidence, right?
That'd be pretty cool.
Actually see them doing it, right.
A mother live streaming after taping her son to the wall.
Okay, so... So she's a busy mom trying to get some housework done, and she, you know how those little kids are, man. They always want something.
How would it ever come to your mind? I'm going to tape my kid to the wall.
Yes.
Who thinks that?
Yes, exactly, Kevin.
An ABC 6 viewer tipped us off about this video that they found on Facebook.
Now we're demanding answers. ABC 6's Steve Levine, live in the newsroom. Steve.
Well, we want to warn you, this video is shocking and tough to watch. A toddler is seen...
It's not shocking. Well, maybe it's shocking. It's not tough to watch because the entire kid, and I don't even know how old the kid is taped to the wall, and it's completely blurred out. So you see nothing.
Taped to the wall as a woman who appears to be his mother cleans their house and talks live on Facebook while the child is stuck and crying in the background.
You got the best mommy in the whole wide world.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that now's not the time to put yourself forward as the best mommy in the whole world.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna back you on that one.
A family pose many might consider to be disturbing. This 18-year-old mom, who we are not identifying because she has not been charged, went live on Facebook, showing a toddler taped to the wall as she cleaned the house.
Don't make me put more tape up there.
Uh-oh.
That's it still. You can see the TV from right there.
You know, really, that's all you need when you're a little kid is just the TV,
I'm
right?
Sure, that's the whole point.
Go ahead and tape me to the wall as long as I can still see the TV. By the way, I'm also concerned that she's 18. That may not be ideal. Look, I'm not saying there aren't 18-year-olds out there who are capable of making good decisions.
Well,
in
but
parenting.
We know already that she's not.
Yeah, definitely she's not, right?
You be all right.
With the little boy's mouth taped shut, you can hear him crying in the background as the woman tells her Facebook Live audience why the boy is stuck to the wall.
You can't clean without them running around tearing up. Tape them to the wall.
See, Kevin, if you can't clean without them running around, you tape them to the wall.
How is that the second part of that sentence?
You can't cook or none of that because they running around. Take them to the wall.
Now, I feel like the way she's saying this and the fact that she's Facebook Living it is she feels so – she's so proud of herself for coming up with this idea. It's almost like she wants to share it with other parents out there.
And how many times has she done it? Because to her, it sounds like she has a bunch of instances where she needed to take the kid to the wall.
So you think this is just her go-to?
Yeah.
This is – and now it's to the point now where she's so happy that it's working so well that she needs to share it with other parents.
We have learned a complaint was filed with Children's Services, but officials declined to comment, telling us they do not talk publicly or confirm they have received referrals. Just days after this post, the woman was live back again, this time telling her audience how she was contacted by Family Services and is no longer taping the child to the wall.
All right, so the good news is the kid is no longer being taped to the wall. I'm not entirely thrilled with the mom's attitude on this, though, because I feel like they've done her a favor by maybe giving her a heads up. That's not how you appropriately handle a
child. A huge favor.
Like maybe, maybe a playpen might be another option. That kind of gets the kid out from under your feet. You can still keep an eye on him, but he's not taped to a wall, right?
Sure.
Okay.
They called Children's Services on me. So, now he in the corner. What you gonna do? Call Children's Services now. Can have his ass. I don't give a f-. This time y'all can take him.
Okay, I feel like somebody needs to take that kid away.
I feel like, yeah, they should take her up on that.
And somebody maybe needs to tape the mom to the wall, wow, and her mouth too.
Contacted Reynoldsburg police about the online post to tell us they will look into this. But as of now, from what we've been told, no charges have been filed against this woman for what appeared on Facebook Live. In the newsroom, Steve Levine, ABC 6
News. There you go.
No charges been filed?
I mean, I was thinking about that too, because they do have it on video, but what would the charge be? Is it endangerment?
I would think it is. Abuse, child abuse.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the specifics of what's required there, but hopefully she learned her lesson. Hopefully that visit's a good thing, and hopefully that kid, as soon as he's old enough to crawl, gets the hell out of that house.
No kidding. Wow. I can't cook, tape him to the wall. That's insane. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Trust me, this one sucks.
We're aware that the inauguration is going on today, and we'll mention it several times. But for the most part, we're going to give you an alternative. We have a brand new internet roundup for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about dating app deal breakers. We have RJ Bell talking the NFL. It's the conference championships this weekend. See who goes to the Super Bowl. We have the movie beat because it's Friday, and we've got your tickets in the 6 o'clock hour for 21 Pilots at Honda Center. So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Laughing at the face saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Today's our last day to be giving away these tickets for 21 Pilots, the sold-out shows at the Honda Center coming up next month. And we thought, since it's the last day, and we know how many hardcore, crazy, rabid 21 Pilots fans are out there, we might give you a chance to prove it. So in about 45 minutes, we're going to be opening up the phones. Kevin, what are we looking for?
We're looking for fan songs. You can do a parody of one of their songs. You can do an original. You can do a rap.
Yeah, please do a rap.
Right? Whatever you want to do, we're going to take your calls just after 6:30. So have it ready, and we'll go to you just about then, and you'll win your tickets for 21 Pilots.
All right, so that'll be in 45 minutes. 21 Pilots fans, we want to hear you sing about your love for the band, why you need to be there. This is your chance to stand out above all other 21 Pilots fans. That's coming up. It's Friday morning. Ralph is here. It's time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here at 5:52.
When we get a chance later on, can we go back and examine the tape where Bean tells a story of a toddler being taped to a wall and Kevin laughing hysterically? Can we check in on that?
I don't feel like we need to.
I think we were both against it.
Were you? Really?
Yes. We both said that we hope that kid gets out of there.
Did you hear the initial reaction of your partner?
Yeah, Kevin was hysterical.
When the news was broken.
Well, because it's impossible to imagine that anyone would ever think that's a great idea.
Absolutely. So you gasp in horror that a toddler is being taped to a wall, or you go, oh no, oh my God, or is the kid okay? You don't double over with laughter.
Well, I feel like when Bean brings a story like that, it doesn't end in the kid's death, ever. So he wouldn't bring it up?
So the kid has to die in order to make it bad. No, in order to make it bad, the kid has to die.
It's bad, but the kid's fine. So it's funny that she's that horrible of a parent. That cracks me up.
It's so horrible, it's hilarious.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, now I understand.
I stand by that.
Someone check on Kevin's kids.
How dare you?
Someone check on them. It is a Friday. It's raining. Please be safe out there. I saw like 9 car crashes on the way here. It was ridiculous. And like side of a wall came down on Highland, so be careful if you're going over the hill. But of course it is the big day. President-elect Donald Trump will be president-elect no more when he becomes our actual 45th president. And if you caught any of the big parties last night, John Voight, star of Ray Donovan, was on hand telling a crowd in Washington that God answered all our prayers when Donald Trump won the White House.
That's surprising to me. Yeah. Mr. Trump doesn't seem like a religious person at all.
No, but apparently John Voight is.
Right.
And all the prayers? I don't know about all the prayers. Some of the prayers, I think, maybe. And, of course, Three Doors Down did perform, and as Chip mentioned, that Vice article talks about the fact that they're very much in line with Donald Trump's point of view. So, no surprise, actually, that band is playing there. Meanwhile,
by the way, they were fine, too, for all the heat that Three Doors Down took. They were fine, right?
Oh, I didn't watch any of it.
I mean, they're Three Doors Down, though.
I mean, but, you know, they're not terrible. They're just, they're not essential.
Right.
Meanwhile, on the other side, in New York City, there was a big protest in front of Trump International Hotel and Tower in New York City. Hundreds of people outside the hotel, including the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, Robert De Niro, Sally Field, Cher, Shailene Woodley, Marissa Tomei, Julianne Moore, Mark Ruffalo.
Wow.
And Alec Baldwin himself got in front of the crowd and did his classic Trump impression talking to the article. Talking to the crowd. This article says he began his remarks with an impression of Trump saying, "I just want to say that standing out here in the freezing cold for a long time, I have to pee, but I'm holding it in. I'm going to the Russian consulate later today." So, funny stuff. Priyanka Chopra from Quantico. You know, she had a big accident on the set of that TV show. She wound up with a concussion after a nasty fall on the set last week. And she has been out of work, but her representatives say she's getting stronger every day. And she was at the People's Choice Awards. I didn't know that, but she was able to accept her award for Favorite Dramatic TV Actress. And apparently she's making a quick recovery, but she still said she doesn't know how her doctor feels about her wearing high heels on the red carpet. So she didn't tell him.
What was the injury, Ralph? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Concussion after a fall on the set last week. But apparently she's going
to
be fine.
I don't like it when bad things happen to hot people. I'll tell you that.
Right? That's how we felt when you fell off the stage.
Right?
Yes. And Mandy Moore, star, of course, of This Is Us on NBC, a big hit, gets lots of practice playing a mom on that show. But she said now she's ready for the real deal. She hinted to E! News in an interview that she is looking to start a family with her boyfriend, Taylor Goldsmith, and says she wants kids sooner than later, to which NBC said, "Just wait until the series is over." Today's celebrity birthdays, Bill Maher is 61 years old today. Bill's show, Real Time, on HBO, returns tonight, by the way, if you want to check that out.
Has to be the worst birthday ever if you're Bill Maher.
Yeah. Bill Maher said on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, "I get Donald Trump for my birthday." Worst present ever. He's 61. James Denton is 54. Rainn Wilson is 51. Stacey Dash. It's crazy, right? But she's 50. Melissa Rivers is 49. Actor Evan Peters turns 30. David Lynch is 71 years old. Paul Stanley, guitarist for Kiss, turns 65. And astronaut Buzz Aldrin.
Yes!
Easy. Easy.
Yeah! She blinded me with science.
Silence. That's one play.
Silence.
Yeah. There's no the words. There's only one word he had to say.
It
really
is science, yeah.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Buzz. Creepy bastard. He is 87 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Another reminder, if your alarm just went off and you're a 21 Pilots fan, that you have a chance to win those tickets to go see them at one of their sold-out shows at Honda Center next month. In about 30 minutes or so, we're going to be opening up the phones. We're looking for your 21 Pilots fan songs. This is where you get to tell us how much of a fan you are in song. So you
or
sing,
rap.
Or rap. Rap is fine, too. We have a lot of very bad rappers in our audience, don't we?
Or slam poetry.
That's fine, too. Yeah. So we just want you to get creative and tell us why you love 21 Pilots and how you want to be at the show. And we're going to pick somebody and give them a pair of tickets to go see those sold-out shows. That's going to be in about 25, 30 minutes or so. So if you want to start getting your song ready, that'll be coming up. First, though, I so often come across studies or surveys that seem like they've spent a lot of time and money and energy and gotten a lot of people involved in coming to a conclusion that we all knew ahead of time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
You know, like they'll do a one-year, $300,000 study and they'll conclude that there are more accidents when it rains. Those sorts of things where you just go like, well, it's kind of common sense. So I don't know what is to be gained from this, but this is the third year in a row that the Expedia Airplane Etiquette Study has been done. Now, anyone who's ever flown on a commercial flight pretty much knows what's annoying about flying on a commercial flight. Like, what's to be gained from this survey being conducted?
Well, I think people don't care. So I think every once in a while they hear this list. Don't do this stuff.
So you think the reason for the study is hoping that it gets to the people who are the ones who are engaged in the bad behavior, and maybe they'll see themselves in this list and go, oh, I'll remember that for next time?
I would hope so.
Well, they surveyed over 1,000 Americans ages 18 and over, and number one on the list of the most annoying airline passenger to fly with 64% citing this on their list, is the rear seat kicker. Person who kicks the back of your seat. Number one. Does that surprise you that it's that high?
Well, I guess unless you have kids, who kicks the seat? Have you ever kicked the seat in front of you?
Never intentionally.
Right.
That's for
and
sure.
You're 6'6".
Yeah, you would think that that's the type of thing that you would be aware of and try to stay away from, but maybe some people don't. And I'm wondering if there are people who do it as just kind of a nervous habit or something, or people who just aren't paying attention as they're getting in and out of their row. I don't know why you would ever need to kick the seat of the person in front of you, but that was apparently annoying enough that it was number one on this list among respondents. Now, number two, I have some feelings about, because it's...
Because number two is Bean?
No. I'm a very considerate airline passenger, by the way. Very much so.
Right.
When I get on a plane, man, I'm the guy who never holds up the line by standing in the aisle and rearranging my luggage. And I'm always situationally aware of people being behind me needing to get by or whatever.
Right. But then you sit down and the plane takes off and it's, what do you do for a living?
How dare you? We haven't gotten to talkie talks yet. Number two, I feel like maybe a little bit unfair, and it is inattentive parents. Dereliction of duty, they say. 59% said parents who seem to forget that they are flying with children dependent on them for snacks and entertainment.
Yeah.
And the other reason I press pause on that is because I think there are a lot of times where the parents are unfairly blamed. They're doing everything they can to keep their kid occupied with toys or treats or whatever. But that doesn't mean the kid doesn't still make noise. And sometimes it's out of the parents' control.
And by the way, as a guy who has kids, when you get on a plane like that, you know everyone hates you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when you got those little kids that are going to be trouble, yeah.
And so you do the best you can. But I guess this list, I'm sure, are the people that are like the mom is asleep.
Right.
And the kids running up and down the plane.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that. Those kids are your responsibility. All right, so that's number two. Number three, the aromatic passenger. 55% object to stinky passengers. Yeah, that's...
I can see that.
I get on a plane and I sit next to somebody who's wearing a tank top. I am not pleased. That's number three.
Why do you wear the tank top?
Number four, the audio insensitive passenger. These are passengers, for any number of reasons, are too loud. Whether they're talking too loud, they're playing games, they're listening to music or watching shows, and they're not using headphones. You've seen those people where they're just blasting whatever's on their device in front of them, right? Audio insensitive. Number five, the boozer. These are your people, Kevin.
How dare you?
These are 49% say people who are just drinking too much or drunk on a plane.
Yeah, because then they get loud.
Exactly.
Most people, when they get drunk, get loud, and
then they go hand
in
hand.
Now you've got two things, two points.
Or they get handsy.
Sure. Is handsy on the list?
It's not. Number six is a chatty Cathy, though.
Yeah.
These are the.
Do you like space?
You might be excited
to
meet.
Have you ever been to the post office?
You might be excited to meet new people on your flight, but 40% of flyers find in-flight chatterboxes annoying. By the way,
was it B?
It was not. John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles comes to mind, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. The all-time chatty Cathy. Number seven, I had to look this one up to see what it was they meant. The queue jumper is how it's described. The queue jumper. These are the people who jump up and rush to get off the plane ahead of other people.
Oh, sure.
They're pushing past you rather than deplaning row by row. They feel like they need to get up to the front.
Yeah, and I feel like most of the time if those people, like, if they have a flight to catch or something, they could just say, I'm really sorry, excuse me, but I have a flight to catch. And most people would understand that.
Right.
But they 30, just push.
35% on the name that, by the way. That's number seven. Number eight, and I confess that I do have some, we've talked about it on the show before, I do have some issues with these people.
Taking pictures with women without them knowing.
The seat recliner.
Oh.
The relaxation at any price. The seat back guy who doesn't care about the impact of his reclining on the people behind him. 35% name that.
Yeah, that's one of Bean's pet peeves.
Well, it really is. And I think that airline seats shouldn't be able to recline, because it's just too often that it just puts you in the person behind you's lap.
Yeah, they have made so little space for each row.
Number nine, and I'm really surprised this isn't higher on the list. We're talking about this list conducted for the third year in a row from Expedia about who most annoys you on an airplane.
Have you ever heard the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
The armrest hog.
Sure.
The armrest hog never learns to share, 34%. I mean, there are some people who get on a plane and they look at it as their mission to stake out that territory the minute they sit down to make sure that their the fellow passenger doesn't get any piece of the armrest.
We're talking about the 15 most annoying people on a plane, and the, I think we decided with the armrest, the middle seat gets both. And the aisle seat gets the left one, and the window gets the right one.
I think so.
So let's just all abide by that. That's our ruling.
That's the trade-off if you're stuck in the middle.
Right.
Number 10, the pungent foodie. These are people who bring their food on. They buy it in the airport, and they've got a you know, a burger with extra onions, or they got Thai food or something like that, and it's something that just smells real bad.
I wouldn't have thought of that one because I haven't seen that much.
Don't share that food with people who are sitting next to you. They don't want to hear that. Right. So there you go. Those are the top 10. So I say your mission this weekend is to just get out there on a plane and do them all.
Is that what we're saying?
I don't think. Friday morning means two things we look forward to on the Kevin Bean Show. One is just after 7 o'clock, we go to Las Vegas and talk to RJ Bell from pregame.com about the upcoming NFL weekend. This big one, too. As you mentioned, Kevin, we find out who goes to the Super Bowl after this weekend.
Yep.
So we'll see who RJ's got. And the other thing is Ralph Garman and the Movie Beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Great batch of films coming out this weekend. Something for everybody. Kicking off with a small film in limited release called Detour. Looks to be a really cool, gritty drama about a young law student who gets into a pact with a drifter and his stripper girlfriend. This guy offers to kill his stepfather because the young man believes the stepfather is responsible for an accident that sent his mother into a coma. He is looking for revenge without getting his hands dirty. He thinks, as you can imagine, when you get in business with someone as shaky as this drifter, things go horribly south. The movie is called Detour, directed by Christopher Smith, starring Ty Sheridan. Here are some clips from the trailer.
If you could cut yourself in half. When it's over, the two sides, they don't even know what the other one's done. You live your life clean hands. Would you do it?
Yes.
You made the right choice. If you hadn't have come, you'd be sitting at home right now thinking about what could have been instead of what is.
You're not the killing type.
Is there a killing type?
Don't regret the things you do. Just the things you don't.
Yeah!
That's bad advice, by the way. That doesn't hold up. Right? That don't regret the things you do is that's dumb advice.
Well, most people regret the things they didn't do in life more so than the ones they did.
A lot of people regret a lot of things they did.
All right. This is just a movie.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Founder also opens up this weekend in limited release, getting rave reviews. Michael Keaton stars as the story of Ray Kroc. The man we all thought was the founder of McDonald's, but it turns out Ray Kroc was a salesman who took the restaurant of two brothers, the McDonald's brothers, and then transformed it into one of the biggest restaurant franchises in the world. Michael Keaton, as I mentioned, stars as Ray Kroc. Nick Offerman and John Carroll Lynch play the McDonald brothers. Directed by John Lee Hancock, getting rave reviews. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Founder.
McDonald's can be the new American church. And it ain't just open on Sundays, boys.
What you ought to be doing is owning the land upon which that burger is cooked. You're not in the burger business. You're in the real estate business.
There's a wolf in the hen house. We let him in.
When's enough gonna be enough for you?
Probably never.
You are to stop this instant.
I am through taking orders from you.
You have a contract.
Contracts are like hearts. They're made to be broken.
Michael Keaton's so good.
That looks great.
Split opens up this weekend as well. M. Night Shyamalan is the director of this story about three girls who were kidnapped by Bean and 24 distinct personalities.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm not involved in this.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
At all.
I'm sorry. I mean,
it's a fictional movie character.
Kidnapped by a man with 24 distinct personalities. And then these girls must try to run away from Bean and stay alive until...
Again?
The
not
worst
me.
Well, I'm sorry. The worst of the personalities arrives. James McAvoy stars as Bean, and this is a trailer about the horrible man who kidnaps young women and tortures them and keeps them in a basement. Here are some scenes from Split.
I was sent to get you for a reason.
Open the door!
There's a flower on the pillows, a flower in the bathroom, like we're important. I've
never seen a case like this before. 23 identities live in Kevin's body.
Help me get out of here, Hedwig.
Are you trying to trick me? I'll tell on you.
Aren't you the clever one?
Someone's coming for you.
Who's coming?
The Beast.
I know the character's name is Kevin, and some of those personalities are very Kevin.
And finally, Triple X, the return of Xander Cage. Vin Diesel is back as Xander Cage. We all thought he was dead, didn't we? Wrong! He was just lying low. Now he's back to take out the bad guys. This movie's actually getting good reviews, saying it's a lot of fun. The first film, the first Triple X, they said was very, very dumb. But not intentionally. This one is fun and dumb on purpose. Apparently, they realize
now right?
what they are, and this is a guilty pleasure popcorn movie that will surely impress. If you've seen the trailers, it just looks amazing. Vin Diesel, Donnie Yen, Deepika Padukone, Chris Wu, an international cast, I think will make this film an international hit. Here's some clips from the trailer of Triple X: Return.
The device that controls every military satellite in the world. Fallen into the hands of four very dangerous guys.
It's time to be a patriot.
There are no more patriots, just rebels and tyrants.
So which are you?
I'm Triple X.
We're willing to die to keep the world safe. How about you?
I live for this. Damn, it feels good to be back.
Come on!
This movie's not for me, but I will tell you that your little friend DJ Caruso is always very impressive as a director, Ralph, so I'm encouraged that this might be real good.
Yeah, DJ's a great director. This should be a terrific film. So those are your choices for the weekend. Return of Xander Cage, Split, The Founder, and Detour. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All right, you guys ready? 21 Pilots fans?
They can't answer you right now.
Yes, we are.
Okay, there we go. That's what I was hoping to hear. We're looking for you and your fan songs right now. You sing or rap or, as Kevin suggested, slam poetry your way into winning tickets to the Honda Center sold-out shows coming up on February 15th or 16th. We want to hear you sing along an original song or a parody song or sing along as if it were a 21 Pilots song. Whatever you got, we want to hear. This is your chance to earn your way in. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls right now on the world-famous K-Rock. All right, go with me here. I know this is kind of a hot take. At 21 Pilots?
Yeah.
Pretty good band.
And a great band live.
Great band live. They're playing the Honda Center. Sold out two shows, February 15th and 16th. We are giving away tickets right now to you, hardcore 21 Pilots fans at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for 21 Pilots fan songs.
Pilot fan songs. Pilot fan songs. Pilot fan songs is on 21 Pilots. Pilot fan songs. Pilot fan songs. Pilot fan songs is on 21 Pilots. Pilot fan songs.
Okay, thank you.
Pilot fan songs.
All right.
Pilot fan songs is on 21 Pilots.
All right, thank you.
Let's start with Renee, please. Line 6. Renee comes to us from Riverside, and she is trying to win those tickets to see the band at the Honda Center. Hey, Renee.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. All right, what are you going to do for us today? You going to do an original?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a little song.
Okay, here's Renee.
Okay. I'm an old school fan like Oshkosh Bagosh. All I really want to do is see Tyler and Josh. I want to hit the dance floor and I might just mosh. I'm going to dance so much until my toes feel squashed. I don't want to sit inside the silence. All I want to do is see 21 Pilots. If I don't, I might just cause violence. All I want to do is see 21 Pilots. I want to hear them sing. I want to hear them rap. I might just jump and I might just clap. You know what I mean?
All right.
All I want to do
all
is...
All right.
Thank you, Renee. Very
we don't
impressive.
Need a whole album. We're just looking for a song.
By the way, I got to give him some credit. I know it's not an exact rhyme, but coming up with silence and violence to rhyme with pilot is pretty clever. Thank you, Renee. You hold on. You are one step closer. Let's try line 1, please. It's going to be Lauren. She's in Chino Hills. Let's see what she has to offer.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey there.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready?
Yes.
All right. What are you going to be doing?
It's a parody of Tearing My Heart.
Okay, Tearing My Heart. Here you go.
Sometimes you got to sing a song. From Tyler, Joseph, and Justin, to put a smile on your face and feel good. So be K-Rock, Kevin Bean. I've been listening every hour and all day. Doing tickets to the show in Anaheim. From you guys at the Honda Center.
All right. All right. Okay.
Appreciate your commitment. Thank
Nicely
you for listening
done.
So much. I hope you win. Hang on, please. Why don't we try, let's try Robert, Beverly Hills Line 4 up next.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to do what?
A parody of House of Gold.
House of Gold. All right, here we go.
All right. I called in today to win tickets to a band that I must see. Every other time I call K-Rock, the line is freaking busy. I want to win tickets to the 21 Pilots.
All right, okay, good.
Ouch,
right.
Ouch,
all right.
Ouch. Some of those notes are tough. Thank you for the call. Well done. Hang on. Let's try Kat, line 7. She is also in Riverside, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kat.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a song, an original.
An original song. All right, here's Kat.
Okay. 21 Pilots inspires me to keep going, yeah. I love them so much, and I'm alive because of them. They inspire me to make my music and to create. I just want to see Tyler and Josh. I love them so much.
All right.
Okay, and that was technically a song, you're saying?
I mean,
yeah.
All right. Okay, hold on.
Let's try, how about Peter? He's in Whittier. Kevin, your dreams have come true. I believe Peter may be our first slam poetry contestant.
I just threw that out to be funny. I didn't know anybody was actually going to do it. Peter?
Yes.
All right. We're ready for you.
We're very excited for you. Good luck.
Kill, punch, stab, bleed. I really want those tickets from Kevin and Bean. 21 Pilots is who I want to see after I smoke a huge bowl of weed. I've got a kid on the way and need to go out as much as I can before it takes all the money I have.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, slam poetry right. for Peter right there. All right. Thank you. Hold on. One more. Let's try Alex. He's in Fountain Valley Line 2 up next. Hey, Alex.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Thanks. You know what we're doing? Pilot Fan Songs is on. Pilot Fan Songs. What are you going to do?
Just a little cover of Tearing My Heart.
Tearing My Heart. Here we go.
Sometimes I got a call to know I'm just an idiot on hold. But it takes one call to ring to show me how I might win tickets today just by singing this really lame song. Please forgive me. I just want to see the show at Honda Center more than anything.
All right.
Okay. All right. I like your enthusiasm there. By the way, singing is hard, you guys.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do it. So I appreciate and applaud all of the listeners who went out on a limb to try to win the tickets. All right. So we got Lauren. We got Alex. We got Robert. We got Renee. We got Kat. We got Peter. They all are in the running to win the tickets for the sold-out show at the Honda Center. But only one can win the tickets. Who's that going to be, please?
The winner is Kat.
Yes! Congratulations, Kat.
Oh, my God.
You won the tickets.
That's amazing.
You get to see 21 Pilots. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and thanks for playing the game. Pilot Fan Songs
is on. 21 Pilots.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 651.
He's topped the charts with over 20 number one hits and over 40 million albums sold worldwide. Please welcome a country music legend and one of the most popular artists in history, Toby Keith.
I kept thinking about you, Ralph, remembering back to the Red Solo Cup days.
Yeah.
And back then, if somebody would have said that he would be performing at an event yesterday, we would have been really surprised to see how big Toby Keith has become.
Yeah. He's not Stick My American Boot Up Your Ass, is he?
Yeah.
No, he's
yeah,
that's him. Okay. He's Beer for My Horses. He's that guy.
He's this guy.
Red Solo Cup.
There it is.
I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Regrettably.
Let's have a party.
He didn't do that one yesterday, though.
Yeah, that's a shame. So. He totally missed out. Yeah.
Missed out on the opportunity for Red Solo Cup. But, yep, there he was. All right, it's Friday morning. We'll go to Las Vegas with RJ Bell from pregame.com. Talk some football coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
No surprise here. Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment have decided to cancel this Saturday's premiere of A Dog's Purpose. This, of course, after that disturbing video emerged this week showing a German Shepherd being forced into a raging torrent of water on the film's set.
That's where Alec is today, by the way, is drowning other German Shepherds.
Right.
I don't think so.
Universal released a statement saying Amblin's review into the edited video is still ongoing, and they've decided it's in the best interest of a dog's purpose to cancel this weekend's premiere and press junket. Yeah, I can imagine there'll only be one question going on. I don't think Dennis wants to answer that so much, so no surprise there. It's been canceled. Sad news. Miguel Ferrer, very talented, charismatic actor, has passed away at the age of 61 after a battle with cancer. You may know him from NCIS Los Angeles, or perhaps Crossing Jordan. Twin Peaks was another amazing performance that he gave. RoboCop as well. His parents were Rosemary Clooney and Jose Ferrer, both stars in their own right. His cousin, George Clooney, sent the Hollywood Reporter a statement yesterday saying, "Today, history will mark giant changes in our world. And lost to most will be that on that same day, Miguel Ferrer lost his battle to throat cancer, but not lost to his family." So, sad news there.
Very sad. What a talented actor. And we had him on the show a number of times, and he was just a great guest and just a super nice guy.
Steve Carell is a funny man. He sent fans into a frenzy on Wednesday with his tweet, "Breaking news, The Office returning to NBC. Then sent out a quick follow-up tweet saying, "Wait, I'm sorry, I meant Will and Grace." Yeah. Fortunately, the message was retweeted 102,000 times before he could create it, and Vijay Novak, one of the writers and, of course, stars of that show, told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live that the tweet was a very Michael Scott move from Steve Carell. It was a big, dumb mistake on his part. It was very funny.
I'd be so happy if The Office came back.
Right.
But not the one office.
We don't have, that's not
the outside the other office on the outside, the second office though, right? Is that the one you want? That office?
She can't find it.
Come on, it's one of the old
Rashida
temporary
Jones,
moments with
Rashida Jones. Or Moment with Office.
I wish it was here.
Office Jones.
I don't see it.
Rashida Office. Moment with Rashida. Moment with Office.
Sorry, I got nothing.
Second office?
Got nothing.
We got this.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I mean, if
that's
you're
the office we went back.
If you're saying that that could have been asked better.
It couldn't have been.
Okay.
I'm not saying that at all.
All right.
Nothing will ever be better than that. More television news. Amazon has picked up Sneaky Pete for a second season. Just debuted over there on Amazon.
I was going to say, I haven't seen the first season yet.
They're so happy with the end result that they want more. If you're not familiar with the show, Giovanni Ribisi stars as a con man who takes over the identity of a cellmate in order to escape a crime boss who's trying to use him for his own purposes. Bryan Cranston is one of the producers of the show and also plays the crime boss.
All right.
Awesome.
Ethan Embry is the other prisoner, his cellmate in the film, and Margot Martindale, one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, she's the best.
He's the head of the family that he tries to ingratiate himself with. And apparently the result has been so strong, Amazon said, "Yeah, let's play two." So you're getting a second season.
I haven't seen it yet, but our little friend Dave has, and, and is enjoying it very much. He's giving it a big thumbs up.
And speaking of Bean and his girlfriend, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's back. She's back, and she's better than ever. She's got a new idea for you over there on the Goop website. It's a great idea.
We'll be the judge of that.
It is. Well, Kevin, you're going to love this because it has all to do with your vaginal health.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Been looking for these suggestions.
She wants you to know that it is a good idea to buy her new jade eggs and put them inside your lady parts.
Wait, are we still steaming our vaginas also? Or,
sure,
or is
of course.
That okay, we still do that. All
right. But
that's forever, Bean.
But all for $66, you can buy a jade egg, and you can put that where the sun doesn't shine.
And how does that help?
I'm glad you asked. It harnesses the power of energy work, crystal healing, and Kegel-like physical practice. It increases your chi, your muscle tone, your hormonal balance, and your feminine energy in general, along with increasing and improving orgasms.
Has this been signed off on by a doctor yet? Do we know?
Well, not necessarily.
None of her medically sound.
Not necessarily, because gynecologists want you to know in an unrelated story that it's not a good idea to stick jade eggs in your hoo-ha.
It's science.
Turns out it's not science. There is no scientific evidence that anything that the website promises will happen will indeed happen by sticking rocks in your vagina.
It sounds medically sound, though.
It's not. It's the opposite of medically
sound. It's crazy
sound.
That she's actually trying to pull that off.
It's snake oil. It's con man time. It's buy my $66 eggs.
Get in my vagina.
All right, if you insist. Today's celebrity birthdays. Evan Peters is 30 years old today. Melissa Rivers turns 49. Stacey Dash turns 50. Rainn Wilson is 51, speaking of The Office. James Denton, very talented actor, is 54 years old. Bill Maher, TV show host, of course, of Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO, which returns tonight. As a matter of fact, I will be tuning in because I'm betting he has one or two things
you
to
think?
Say about what's going on. He is 61. Paul Stanley, 65. David Lynch, 71 years old. And super creepy astronaut Buzz Aldrin turns 87 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up for you later on today. Also, we're going to get into a fascinating topic about dating app deal breakers. You know, the thing about these dating apps, Kevin, is oftentimes people make a decision. They sum you up in your worth as a potential partner in 1 second.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating to see this article about the things that can turn a potential partner off in a second. Like you put a picture of you and you have a dog with you. You're out for some people.
What?
I mean, it's crazy the stuff that people come up with.
A cat, I could understand you'd be out.
How dare you? So anyway, we'll get into that all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Las Vegas is where we head every Friday just about this time to catch up with our friend RJ Bell from pregame.com. Hit it, Steve. Pregame.com is the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. This is the conference championship weekend in the NFL. RJ, we've been very much looking forward to catching up with you. How are you, sir?
I miss the days that you could judge someone across the bar, right?
I mean,
that just seemed more human to me.
Well, I will tell you, a lot of times people are missing out on potential great matches, I think, because of those snap decisions, because it can't be a replacement for a conversation with a real person. But this is the way people date now, RJ. What are you going to do?
I tell you, I've been married 8 years, but I think online dating in general, you got to love the idea that you have a chance to meet more people, right? Because back in the day, I can speak for myself, is you would meet how many people in a month that you really felt like you had any kind of conversation with?
Yeah, a tiny handful.
Yeah, and nowadays, at least, you know, the computers can help you out, I think.
Exactly. You use a lot of computers, I'm sure. There's a lot of number crunching that goes on in the picks that you give us every week, I imagine. Is it pretty complicated, or is a lot of it still your gut, RJ?
You know something? The guys that really win, that's a great question. The guys that really win, that live in the big houses, they don't work a straight job, computers are at least half for almost every one of those. And some are 100%. They don't even want to watch the game. They refuse to watch it because they don't want subjective opinions to jump in and affect their numbers. So I would say between 50 and 100% is algorithm-based with winning sports bets.
Wow. How about that? Now, let me ask you about this, and this is very specific to this weekend of the conference championships games. How about an intangible like? We don't know how serious it is, how much of it is true, but there are reports that at least 15 of the Pittsburgh Steelers got food poisoning this week. Now, if that's true, even if they've recovered, that is the type of thing that can slow you down a step and make you maybe not feel at 100% when you're playing this weekend, right?
And think about that, is if you have a player like Peyton Manning, right? A couple years ago, he had one of the best seasons in NFL history. The next year, he was, you know, all right. And the next year, he was below average. And the year after that, he's retired. The difference between the best season of all time and sitting on his couch watching the games is a little bit, is a couple of percent,
yeah.
You know, 5%, 10%. So if you're young, you know, that was age related, right? But if you're young and you're at 95%, it's not like playing at the YMCA where, oh, maybe you don't score quite as much. It's literally you shouldn't be on the field. So
yeah.
I think in general, the way you can tell these things matter is after the games, you often hear like, yeah, this team didn't really feel well, but hey, we're looking towards next week with flu or whatever. So I'm not exactly sure how tangible it is in this case, but in general, these things matter.
Well, we are at the point in the season, once you get to the conference championships, where every team that's still alive is hot. They've won a bunch of games in a row, and there's no exceptions here. The Steelers are hot. They're going against the New England Patriots, though. What's your take on that game, RJ?
This is the one I feel the least strongly about, so we're going to call it a lean on the Patriots, favored by 6. Pats have made more money than any team in the NFL for bettors this year, 13-3-1 against the Vegas spread. And historically, New England is so strong at home, and even better against an AFC team that they're more familiar with, 26-9-1 against the spread at home against the AFC, that's 74%, and Tom Brady against the Steelers during the Mike Tomlin era. Check this out. 315 yards per game passing. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
19 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's never thrown an interception, Tom Brady, against a team coached by Mike Tomlin. And, man, I think that's meaningful because schematically Pittsburgh approaches the game pretty much the same every year. And Brady and Belichick, they've cracked that code. Now, Big Ben on the other side, right? Really good quarterback, but his home-away split is really intense. Home, he had 20 touchdowns and 5 interceptions this year. That's awesome. On the road, though, 9 touchdowns, only 8 interceptions.
Wow.
9-8. So I think the road really matters when it comes to Pittsburgh, and it's a negative. Now let's think lastly about what makes up a winning football team, right? It's stats that leads to scoring, and scoring leads to wins on the scoreboard. The Patriots, more than any other team, win more games than their stats say they should. They overperform their stats. On the other hand, Pittsburgh, they're one of the handful of the worst teams that underperform their stats. Their stats are usually good. The scoreboard's not always good. So if I could pick Pittsburgh gaining more yards in this game, I would. But that's not the way you bet. You bet on the scoreboard, and that's why I lean towards the Patriots laying the 6.
All right. New England -6 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's in the AFC game. The NFC game has got the Falcons, who are one of the best teams in football right now, versus the Green Bay Packers. There's never been a team hotter than Aaron Rodgers and his club right now. What do you think for that game?
Yeah, this is my stronger play. I go with Atlanta here, going against the streak, laying the 5. What a streak it's been. 8 straight must-win games. They've covered the Vegas spread, 7 of those. Aaron Rodgers is on a streak. 34 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions during this streak, and it's been in front of the world. Everyone's seen how hot Green Bay has been. But remember now, this is going to be their 9th straight week of must-win games. That takes a physical toll. That takes a psychological toll. No margin for error in any of those games. And man, is Green Bay banged up. Jordy Nelson, number one receiver, is likely out. 2 other receivers are really banged up. Also, Green Bay banged up on defense. I think it's a big problem against a rested Atlanta team. This team has not played a road game, Atlanta, since before Christmas.
Wow.
They're rested. They had a bye a couple weeks ago. They're a top 10 team all time offensively, Atlanta is. And one of the favorite wise guy stats is yards per play. How many yards do you gain on offense? How many yards do you give up on defense per snap? Atlanta, number 1 in the NFL. Green Bay, number 21. Green Bay doesn't seem quite as good as this recent streak says they are. Public loves Green Bay, but the wise guys really feel strongly about Atlanta, and I always want to be on the side with the wise guys. By the way, real quick in this game, you have an over-under expected points every NFL game. Mm-hmm. Over-under is 61. It's the biggest total in NFL playoff history.
Wow. How about that? So Atlanta -5 over Green Bay, New England -6 over the Steelers. Las Vegas must be so happy whenever some of these major metropolitan area teams that have a nationwide fan base like Pittsburgh, like New England, like Green Bay, when they get to this point where they're one step away from the Super Bowl, that means great money in Las Vegas. Like a lot of casual bettors, I would imagine, kind of root for those teams.
The matchup actually dictates the handle on the Super Bowl, how much is bet. Obviously, it doesn't matter who plays. There's going to be a lot bet on the Super Bowl, the biggest bet football game of the year. But if it were either New England or Pittsburgh, they're pretty neutral. But against Green Bay, who clearly is more popular than Atlanta, Green Bay against any AFC team right now, I think, would be the biggest bet Super Bowl of all time, just because every year it trends upwards, and that's such a strong matchup.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. All right, you can read about this and so much more, everything in sports, in fact, at pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. Let RJ know how you do if you put anything down on his picks this weekend on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And again, the website is pregame.com. Have a great week. We'll do it next Friday. Thanks, RJ.
Thank you.
You always poo-poo me when I say how much I want Rage Against the Machine to get back together. How about Oasis? Am I allowed to wish for them to get back together?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, thanks for tuning in on the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday morning. There are lots of ways to get in touch with the show, of course, through all the regular social media, the Instagram and the Kevin and Bean Facebook and the Twitter and all that. You can also leave us a message anytime you want on the Kevin and Bean Afro line. 24 hours a day, it's our voicemail set up just for you and your comments at 323-520-AFRO. And what? Explain that one to me. What's that about?
Maybe we need more info.
I mean, what was he listening to that he thought was so funny? It couldn't have been on this show.
Well, it depends on if he's laughing with us or at us.
Ah, good point.
We were talking about you got celebrity face. You got a tattoo of a celebrity's face on your body. Mm-hmm. And this guy has a great suggestion.
You know, I was thinking about getting a Kevin and Bean tattoo. Like your guys' faces, like, tattooed on me. You know, like, one on each butt cheek. You know what I'm talking about? So that way I'd be like, hey, you want to see a couple of assholes?
See?
You know, we had Travis Barker on the show at this time yesterday, and he revealed that there is nothing yet tattooed on his buttocks.
He did say buttocks.
Maybe there's room for Kevin and or Bean on Travis's butt as well.
On Wednesdays on the Kevin and Bean Show, we always do the Wheel of Bad Animal voices. Ralph's not a big fan.
Hey, Ralph. If you want to stop doing the Wheel of Bad Animal voices, maybe you should stop being so good at it. Because that is hilarious.
Thank you. I would like to co-sign with that caller, please.
Agreed.
I'm not disputing that the Kevin and Bean Show is popular. It's just, it's terrible. And it makes no sense. And it's awful. And why is it a thing?
I can't disagree with her as well.
Why is it a thing? And popular? No. Let's talk about Jaden Smith. Remember when Jaden Smith tried to get his license and they turned him down and he did those Instagram Live videos?
Yeah, a series of very sad videos about what a failure he was and that nobody was supporting kids and the arts anymore and he was going to have to move out of L.A. and blah, 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 all because he failed his driving test.
And he did it on Instagram Live.
This is crazy. What is Instagram Live? Why aren't scientists Instagram Living? Huh? Why am I? Why aren't people Instagram Living to cure cancer right now? Why aren't we Instagram Living about peace right now? This makes no sense.
Hey, Kevin Bean. What is this Afro line? Why am I Afro lining? Why aren't scientists Afro lining? Why aren't they Afro lining the cure to cancer? Why aren't I Afro lining for peace?
Right?
It's crazy.
That makes just as much sense as what Jaden Smith said.
All I want for 2017 is a Sam the Armenian Comedian free year. And you guys already played something from him. Please, no more.
Yes, you are correct, ma'am.
I got to tell you, everyone in this at this station agrees with you except for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No.
Every day you play.
This is from our Breakfast with Sting.
Okay. What? Why? How? Why? What? Stop it.
Come on now.
Stop it. No more.
That was magic.
You know how much I hate the Orange Juice song. I would listen to that 100 hours in a row before I'd hear another song from Sam.
Hey, Ralph, you got to help me out here. I'm, like, really parched, so thirsty. I need something to quench my thirst right now.
Tomato juice? No.
I was kidding.
Not tomato juice.
Carrot juice? No.
Not carrot juice.
Grape juice? No.
No, I'm not grape juice. Is there anything else? Anything else you can give me?
Orange. Yes, orange. Oh.
Orange juice.
You ask for it, we play it, Bean.
No kidding. How about that response?
All right, Bean, let me break it down for you so you understand. He has a pen, right? And he has an apple. Apple pen.
I have a pen. Again. I have an apple.
This doesn't make any sense.
Apple pen.
And then Picotaro has another pen, and he has a pineapple. It's a pineapple pen.
I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
Get it? Apple pen? It's a pineapple pen. Get it? Now do you see it? It's a pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Pen, pineapple, apple pen.
It's not a thing.
Do you get
it's
it?
Not real. It does. It's stupid. Stop it.
We play those songs, A, because we love them, but B, because they drive Bean crazy. And making Bean crazy is what we're all about.
I agree with you. Anything that annoys Bean, I'm in. But stop with the orange juice. Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. It's crap. Garbage. Turn it off. No more. Kevin, stop it.
I like orange juice.
Thank you.
Grape juice? No, 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 no.
Grape juice.
Tomato juice? No, 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 no.
You're ridiculous.
Carrot juice? No, 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 no.
Blah.
Orange, yes, orange.
Yes!
Mango juice? No, 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 no.
That's stupid.
Milk? No, 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 no.
Less milk.
Orange juice.
Right?
Orange.
Orange.
Orange juice. Orange juice. Orange juice. I like orange juice.
Hey!
Hope you're all happy in hell.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 738. We're very...
From their humble beginnings in the tiny town of Escatawpa, Mississippi.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were still talking.
No, go ahead.
Three Doors Down had something they wanted to say. Okay. Do you mind?
To their global success in rock and roll, please welcome multi-platinum recording artist, Three Doors Down.
I still can't get over that those words were said on TV yesterday. I'm sorry. What you were saying?
By the way, so was the Piano Men.
The Piano Guys, yes.
Piano Guys.
The Piano Guys.
Have you ever heard of them?
Yes, of course I've heard
Who's
of them.
Who's heard of the Piano Guys?
They have been, as you heard as they were introduced yesterday at the inaugural concert, they have been a YouTube sensation.
Sure.
They are four men from Utah who had a novelty trick where they all played a piano at the same time. Like, they have the lid open, and they're, like, playing the strings inside the piano, and then somebody else on the keys, and somebody else is banging on the side of it. That's kind of what got them well-known on YouTube. And then from there, they've expanded out and actually have a band, and they sing and whatnot. But they are not great.
Oh, how dare you?
They're not great.
How dare you?
Well, that was yesterday. That's behind us. That's the concert. That's behind us. But today is the big day. In fact, in about 20 minutes, the beginning of the ceremony begins. And then sometime after that, Donald John Trump will become the 45th president of the United States. And I know he has a very, very busy time going on this morning. Let's face it. No one's busier in the world than Mr. Trump is. But he has made some time to join us. It's time for another Trump date.
He's the guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
As I understand correctly with what's going on, you are where right now, Mr. Trump? Donald? Mr. Trump?
Hello?
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm backstage at the inauguration, listening to my favorite band of all time, Three Doors Down.
Oh, you still have Three Doors Down hanging around today, too?
I can't stop listening to their music. It's amazing.
Well,
unbelievable. Kryptonite. Greatest song ever recorded.
Okay, I think maybe
that deals with that pussy Superman. Okay, I hate him. He's the worst. I like superheroes who don't have weaknesses. Okay, who aren't affected by kryptonite.
Right.
Those are my superheroes. Okay.
Right.
And I promise, when I am president, I will bring Superman down. I will probably send a missile to the San Andreas Fault and break off California, and I will have all kinds of new beachfront real estate that previously was desert.
You sound confused about a lot of things right now. First of all, you know Superman isn't real, right? Like, he's not a real enemy that you need to bring down.
Fake news. Wrong.
It's just fiction. It's somebody made that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like breaking off California into the ocean is not how you want to start your administration either, sir.
Have you seen the votes? Have you seen how the voting went?
Oh, I see.
The greatest thing that ever happened to me.
All right, so we're no good. Okay.
That was also the plot to the Superman movie, but apparently that was lost on everybody.
Oh, yes. I guess I didn't see it.
A lot of people think it's very funny right now who are not involved with this particular segment.
All right. Well, listen.
People in their cars now are laughing hilariously.
Well, good. I'm glad they are. Good for them.
A lot of tweets from people saying, how could you be so dumb and not know what the Superman movie was about?
You really got to know your audience, Mr. Trump, when you make a joke like that.
Oh,
that's
I thought I was talking to Americans who were born sometime in the recent history. I guess I was wrong.
All right.
Everybody can be wrong sometimes, except me, of course.
Of course, right, right. All right. So you met with the Obamas this morning. How did that go? They have any good advice for you as they prepare to hand over the keys to the White House?
Yes, they had some great advice. They said, don't ruin it.
All right. I think that's good advice.
That is good advice. My advice to them was, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. That was my advice to them.
Well, it's your time. You earned it. All right.
My time. I represent America, okay?
You do. Well,
I am the perfect president for America.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people agree with that.
Sexist, racist, I'm a bully, self-absorbed, greedy, obsessed with money and social media. I'm the perfect American president. Who reflects America more than I do? Nobody, okay? I am America.
Now, Mr. Trump, I have to ask, because you're about to give the most watched speech of your entire life, your inaugural address, and a lot of people are going to be hanging on every word to get a feeling for what kind of president you're going to be. Is it true what we have heard that you wrote the speech yourself?
I did. I wrote it in the winter White House, which is what I'm calling Mar-a-Lago now, my amazing golf course down there in Florida.
Right.
Unbelievable. Right. Beautiful greens. A lot of people say it's the best they've ever had, the best golf course they've ever been to.
That's not really relevant here, but that photo that you tweeted out, though, a lot of people suggested that maybe that wasn't you writing the inaugural speech. It was just a photo op because you appear to be sitting at a desk in the lobby next to the jewelry store at the hotel.
I, Donald Trump,
right,
do solemnly swear. I'm sorry.
We're not at that point yet.
We're not at the swearing.
I also rewrote the oath, and I think it's going to be awesome.
You rewrote the oath.
It's in the Constitution, though. That's not something you can screw around with.
So boring.
Right, but this is the way.
A lot of people said, that same old oath again? Not me. That's not what I do. I think outside the box because I'm winning again, okay? Winning.
Okay, look, you're the president. You've already won. Just go ahead and swear to the oath and the Constitution like they do.
It's going to be so much better now. The new oath is a big league improvement over the old oath. A lot of people are saying it's the best oath they've ever heard.
Sure.
Any president ever.
Has heard it yet.
The best oath of a president ever.
Okay. Can you give us a preview, and do we need to know anything about Batman v Superman to get the jokes?
Nope.
Okay, all right, let's hear it.
I do solemnly swear all the time. I swear a lot. Nobody swears better than I do, okay?
Yeah.
Unbelievable swearing.
Right.
That I will faithfully execute. Love executing. We'll execute as much as possible. The office of the President of the United States. And will, to the best of my ability, and a lot of people say I have the best ability, okay?
Best ability, right.
Nobody's ability could be better than mine.
Okay.
Preserve. Okay. I don't know what that means. It's like jam or something, right? Like jelly?
Yes.
Protect and defend, especially defending. Nobody likes defense more than I do. I like to offend, and I like to defend.
Okay.
The Constitution of the United States of America, also known as Trumpania.
I don't think we're calling it Trumpania. I think you're the president of the United States.
Trumpania.
I mean, it's still America.
Trumpania. Yeah.
Are we required now to call it Trumpania?
You can do whatever you like.
Okay.
If you want to live, though, I'd say Trumpania.
Trumpania, okay.
Unbelievable. Greatest name for a country ever.
Okay. Well, I don't think you need to change America's name. I think that's fine.
Trumpania.
Sit down.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
We already gave away one pair of tickets to the sold-out Honda Center show featuring 21 pilots earlier this morning. We got another pair coming up for you in about an hour or so here on K-Rock. And all day long, at the top of every hour or just thereafter from 9:00 to 9:00 p.m., you can win your tickets. So we are hooking you up with the 21 pilots. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Friday. Good morning, Ralph.
A lot of ladies dream about kissing Matthew McConaughey, right, ladies? You with me? Yeah, you are. But Bryce Dallas Howard knows what it's really like. She co-stars with Matthew McConaughey in the new movie Gold. And she said the kisses were okay.
Really?
He was drinking a lot of tea while they were working, apparently. And she said he kind of had tea breath.
Hmm. Don't you feel like at some point you just would lie for PR reasons? Say, yeah, it was great?
Well, she tells the truth. Huh. Because when she did Jurassic World with Chris Pratt, she said his breath was like a starburst. So right. That's better.
Yeah, it is better.
By the way, a lot of people giving mad props to Matthew McConaughey for gaining 45 pounds for his role in Gold. Piece of cake. You can do that.
You can gain weight.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Don't give me any awards. Speaking of movies, Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be getting not one, but two new films as his villainous character, Black Adam. The DC Comics villain, of course, was always set to appear opposite Captain Marvel in the Shazam movie. But now New Line Cinema and DC Comics have decided that they're going to do a spin-off solo film for Black Adam as well.
That's racist.
To get two films out of Dwayne Johnson. So, no word yet still who's going to play Captain Marvel, which is surprising because it's kind of a big deal.
But we'll is Black out. Adam a comic book character with a large following and a long history, Ralph?
Yes. He's a long-standing arch nemesis of Captain Marvel.
All right.
And he's perfect casting. So we have to wait now and see who's going to play the big red cheese, right?
Right,
yeah.
The big red cheese.
Big red cheese, of course, obviously. We're all thinking that.
A lot of people thought when they announced the Shazam movie that they would have as the villain, of course, Kevin, Captain Marvel's biggest villain, probably best-known villain.
Bubble Boy.
No, not Bubble Boy at all. Dr. Savannah.
Right.
Of course.
Also known as Dr. Savannah.
But looks like Black Adam's going to get the nod, which is pretty cool.
I mean, I guess we're excited then.
You are. Trust me. Not as excited, though, as the new Pico Taro song. I know you guys have been very excited about Orange Juice. I like Orange Juice. We all like Orange Juice. Well, how about Dark Sunglasses? Don't you like Dark Sunglasses,
too? Oh, there can't be another one. Please tell me there's not another one.
Of course, Dark Sunglasses, or Neo Sunglasses, as Pico Taro likes to call them.
Right.
Because he looks like Neo from the Matrix movies.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his Dark Sunglasses.
Does he?
Because, first of all, they're dark, 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 dark. But also, they're dazzling, 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 dazzling. And then he puts them on his face with just one eye covered by the sunglasses and the other eye off, and he calls that half and half.
Okay.
Oh, Neo sunglasses, right?
Right.
Pico Taro, right?
I'm all in.
Pico Taro!
Certainly got a style, doesn't he?
Half and half.
Right? Half and half.
He's writing a song about his sunglasses.
Yes. Docka, 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 dock. Dazzering, 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 dazzering. Half and half.
But that's it. That's a hit. That's all the songs, right? Now we've heard them all and we can pack those away and put them in the attic.
He's an artist. He keeps creating.
I don't feel like B was even listening to that song.
I think we need to listen one more time just to make sure you know.
Oh, dear God, no.
The sunglasses are dark. But they're also dazzling. Are they dark?
Half and half.
Half and half.
Come on. Is he trying to make people commit suicide, or what's his goal here? What do you think he's trying to get people to do?
Again, I don't enjoy, feel like
just
getting
turn
joy.
Off the radio.
You're not getting the joy
they're
out
trying
of it.
To get. He's trying to make people dance and move and be happy. And
why do you hate joy?
Fun little song. That's what he's trying to do.
You just seem to have an inexhaustible supply of these Pico Taro songs, Ralph. Like, every time I see you, you got another one.
Maybe you didn't listen closely enough to
right?
Neo Sunglasses.
No, I heard it. No, I got it.
Pico Taro.
No, but I think you had a closed mind.
Maybe you're missing out on the joy and the
fun. I was wide
fun.
Open for it. I heard it, and it sucks just as bad as all of his other
maybe
songs.
Maybe just with an open mind this time.
I don't think you heard the lyrics about dark and dazzling.
I got it. I heard every...
And then half and half.
I heard all of them.
See, the premise... Maybe you need the video.
I got it.
Shows him wearing his sunglasses.
No, I can visualize.
And they're very dark sunglasses.
I got it.
And it's hard for him to see through
right.
the darkness of the
sunglasses. Dark sunglasses. I understand.
But they're dazzling also. So he wears it because they're dazzling.
Dazzling, 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 dazzling.
And then he puts some half on his face and half off his face.
How do they have?
See?
I hope California gets broken off into the ocean.
I saw that in a movie once.
I heard about that.
A lot
yeah.
of people did. A lot of people saw that in the movie once.
Apparently it's a very commonplace reference
yeah.
that most people would have understood.
Big Lex Luthor Superman allegory was being drawn there, apparently.
Yeah. By the way, I saw the movie as well, but then I didn't remember.
No. I missed the girl. Today's celebrity birthdays. Buzz Aldrin's 87 years old today. David Lynch is 71. Paul Stanley of Kiss. Turned 65 years old today. Bill Maher, host of Real Time on HBO, which debuts again tonight, returns. 61 years old today. James Denton is 54. Rainn Wilson is 51. Stacey Dash is 50. Melissa Rivers celebrates her 49th birthday. Evan Peters, the actor, is 30 years old today. And I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to my boy Reno Wilson. Very talented actor. You know him from The Cosby Show and the many seasons on Mike and Molly playing Officer Carl McMillan on that show. He celebrates his 48th birthday today. So happy birthday, Reno. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What's the thing you see in a photograph on a dating app or something listed in a bio or their favorites or hobbies or whatever that is an instant turnoff? You know in 1 second that that person is not for you. You are swiping left. That's what we're going to be talking about coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, it's a Friday morning, and it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
The producer of the Kevin and Bean Show for now, Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, is in studio with us. Dave's the one who puts the roundup together every week. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm so excited for today.
He's here for a couple of extra hours today.
No, I'm so excited for today, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
How come, Dave? What do you mean?
Oh, the Disneyland Main Street Electrical Parade comes back.
Oh, sweet.
Yes! Oh, I can't wait to go.
Dave put together a good batch for us this week, including President Obama songifying his farewell address. It's always kind of fun to see those. If you're a Super Mario fan, you'll love one of the videos that's in there. Dave, we're not going to play audio from this one. We do have some good ones standing by, but you love the DJ Dylan Francis video. How come?
Because he's yelling at The Bachelor what everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you like this? What's wrong with you? This guy just made out with other women. Why would you like him?
It's pretty funny. Look, if you're going to come in here and poo-poo falling in love on a dating reality show, then I don't want to be any part of this segment, okay? They're there for the right reasons, Dave.
All right, I heard that.
So we usually put up about 10 to 12 videos, but we don't have time to highlight all of them.
Yeah, but this first one we definitely have to get to because I have to be honest, I am confused. Look, just because you set a world record doesn't mean you've accomplished anything. This is a guy who decided he was going to film himself in a video clicking his mouse, you know.
Right.
A million times.
Now, is that an existing record?
No!
Did somebody have 850,000?
No!
He's like, I'm going to blow that away.
No. He wanted to set what he called a New World speed record to click his mouse a million times. Dave, how long did it take him to accomplish this non-feat?
Only about 17 hours.
17 hours, 27 minutes, and 7 seconds. We are going to save you so much time by giving you this very condensed version of what that was like.
Today, I'm going to be clicking my mouse 1 million times in one video. So I'm going to start. Now, there are no other rules to this other than I'm just going to use the left and right mouse button and any fingers. I've never seen anybody do a million clicks before except for one video where somebody tried to fake it.
Because it's stupid!
But everybody knew it was fake. And you can't fake this.
One million clicks.
17 hours.
27 minutes.
Nine seconds.
Fastest million clicks
in the world.
And probably the first and only person to ever
do a million clicks in one sitting.
I don't know why that's...
At least he added the worst sound effects in the end.
Yeah, that's good. Now, and I think he was keeping track. He built himself a program so he could keep track of what pace he was on. So that's what enabled him to step away from the computer for, you know, a minute to go pee if he needed to or something like that. But when he's done,
what has he done?
Exactly. He's wasted his time, our time, and America's time. Up next, though, my favorite series of videos that we feature on the Kevin Mead Internet Roundup is Honest Trailers. They do such great work on these. And right now they're letting fans, they open it up for fans for what classic movie do you want us to do? And they're counting down the top five. Last week's we did The Princess Bride. This week they decided to take on Space Jam. Now, Space Jam, Dave, tell me if I'm wrong here. It seems to be one of these movies that people of the right age remember it as being awesome. But when you go back and look at it, as we find out here in the Honest Trailers, it's pretty terrible, right?
You know what? I don't know, because I remember when I first saw it, I thought it was terrible. But it was Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, and Bill Murray's in it. So I guess you kind of fondly remember it as being a fun movie, but then you look into it and it's not.
Check it out.
Experience the Citizen Kane of live-action animated hybrid basketball movies, full of bright colors, cartoon violence,
someone's killing someone,
and second-tier mid-90s NBA stars that blew the tiny mind of every kid who saw it and permanently blinded them to its many, many flaws. Look, millennials, I know you're just getting old enough to feel nostalgia for the first time, but trust me, this one sucks. Journey to the center of the Earth, where all the Looney Tunes live, apparently, for a story about aliens stealing the talent of basketball players to win a game against Bugs Bunny to rescue a failing amusement park. Oh, that's so lazily told, no one even cares that Michael Jordan got kidnapped.
You think Michael's all right? Boy, I hate to leave him like this.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Cartoons are real.
You know that your friends are cartoon characters?
Yeah, so?
Or that Bill Murray can travel between dimensions.
How did you get here, anyway?
Producer's a friend of mine. Just had a teamster come and drop me off.
I mean, I'm not mad that he's in this. Just try even a little bit next time. The movie doesn't even take place in space. It's called Space Jam.
That's a great point, by the way. Now, Dave, what's your level of excitement on the new Space Jam movie that we've been hearing so much about? 25 years later, with what we know about movies and the NBA, do you think we can make a better movie?
Oh, not excited at all. But in the original Space Jam, the Honest Trailer guys had a conspiracy theory about why Michael Jordan played baseball,
because
they were saying that he was suspended for gambling from the NBA.
Right.
Dude,
so in other words,
good.
He didn't retire and then decide to play minor league baseball. He couldn't play in the NBA, and that's how he spent his time away.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good one. I never thought
about
that.
I feel like we would have heard about that if that
I think
happened.
So, too.
I don't think anybody
don't know,
could pull
man.
That off.
He was a pretty big gambler. Anyways.
And finally, there's no late night TV host we like better than our friend Jimmy Kimmel, and he always has a couple of great videos to contribute to the roundup. This Week in Unnecessary Censorship is in this week's roundup, which you can see at KevinAminerKRock.com. But also, he did an On the Street Lie Witness News where he talked to people about which they preferred, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Both have been in the news so much lately, and maybe a lot of people don't realize they are just the different names for the exact same thing. But that's not the impression you get when you see the people Jimmy's guys talk to.
Do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
Affordable Care Act.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Obama, so I don't support him in the Obama things that he's got going on. I'm actually really excited for President-elect Donald Trump, so.
Right. What is the main difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act?
One is you pay, and then the other one is Obama pays for you.
Right, Obama pays. Pretty big difference.
Pretty big difference.
We're talking about health care with people out here today.
Tight.
Do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
You know, I'm kind of like...
I love this guy. I love this guy.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure, yeah. Healthcare, do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act when it comes to healthcare?
I guess
I mean, Obama's pretty tight, so I guess I'll probably go with that.
Yeah. How stoned are you right now?
Pretty stoned.
Right. Do you know what your current health care insurance plan is?
I don't know, man. I don't even think I have health insurance.
Not at all?
No, I think my mom took me off for health insurance. Shout out to my moms.
Shout out to my mom. I love that guy. You can see all these videos at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Keeping one eye on the inauguration, by the way. I've heard reports, although I have not confirmed with my own eyes, that former Vice President Dick Cheney is wearing a cowboy hat. I will get back to you. I will give you an update if that is the case.
Yes, please.
But I so desperately want to see Mr. Cheney in a cowboy hat. So if I seem distracted, it's because I'm keeping my eyes peeled in the crowd in Washington for that. Here's a great article relevant to the interest of many people. If you are on a dating app, listen up. This one is for you. It's from Vice.com, and they did an interview. You know, the dating apps are the way most people meet now. They're very, very popular. But what they have led to is a lot of first impressions. You spend 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 1 second.
Most of the time, 1 second.
On somebody's profile, and then they've done something that catches your eye, that makes you swipe left immediately. That entire human being and their life and their story has been written off by you because of what? That's what we're talking about here at 1-800-520-1067. And Vice did a fascinating piece where they interviewed people about what the instant turnoff is when you're on a dating app. Myra, for instance, says, "My biggest turnoff were definitely small things. All guys with cats are totally trying to emotionally manipulate you and play you." Now, who hurt her? Who hurt Myra?
So she thinks he's putting a cat there not because he likes cats, but because he's trying to get her to go,
I guess, but aren't there some people who legitimately, they think a good profile picture is me with my cat? Apparently, you're not getting anywhere with Myra if that's the case. Here's one. On the opposite side of the coin is men holding fish. They come off as oblivious. What woman is interested in a fish? And I assume
what
by
man
that
would
she
put up a picture holding a fish.
I assume by that she means people who use like a profile picture of one of their dating pictures or something is them with after fishing, holding like on a pole a big fish that they caught. Maybe they're trying to show that they're athletic or they're outdoorsy or something like that. But she says, what woman is interested in a fish?
Yeah, that seems odd.
Guys who use Myers-Briggs types are an automatic no. And I think that's a personality test. People who put that in their profile.
Oh,
personality
I see.
Tests, okay. Right. I have no idea how I'm supposed to interpret those. All they show me is that it'd be really boring at a party. Anyone who brews their own beer is an automatic no because their time is guaranteed to be taking up with something really boring. See, now that's interesting because for some guys, they would look at that as a positive about them. One thing that's cool about me is I brew my own beer. You think that they think that that would be attractive to somebody.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
But apparently if you're Myra, no, it's boring.
Well, Myra's not going to ever get a man.
My roommate has a great rule, which is to swipe no on any guy who is into running marathons.
Any guy that's into running marathons.
And I'm sure that the guys who put that out there think, look how fit I am. Look how athletic I am. Look how healthy I am that I can run a marathon. But on the other side of the phone is somebody going, nope, I'm not going to date anybody who runs a marathon. Now, why do you suppose that is?
Are marathon
people like CrossFit people, which is they can only ever talk about the time they ran a marathon?
Maybe, and they spend their entire time, you know, training and doing that? I don't mm-hmm. know.
But doesn't this just show you how difficult this is to navigate for people?
Look, it is difficult, but Beat and I have thrown many, many, many singles parties, and we're planning another one coming up. And we have found that if there's a room of 250 people, we will always have five people come up to us and say, there's no one good here.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always say the same thing. That's on you. You're not talking to people. You're looking
right
at the room, and you're just going, no one is good enough. And that's ridiculous, because if you gave somebody time, you would find out they're pretty good.
And I'm also going to tell you this. Every single one of us and every single one of you knows people who are in long-term relationships or even married, and those two people never thought they were each other's type. At
right
one point, they met and thought, well, I know I'm not interested in that guy. Boom, fast forward 2 years, they're married. It happens all the time. You can't tell in a second, most of the time, whether that person has a deal breaker or not.
Did you see in the article, Charles? And his complaint.
What's Charles talking about?
Unsolicited hole pics.
Hole? Excuse me. Hole pics? What? What are we talking about here?
Well, there's no W. So I'm just saying.
Is that
he doesn't want that.
Is that something somebody would put in a profile photo?
I mean, Charles has seen it.
A butthole?
Charles has seen it and doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He's not down for that.
One more from Myra, then we'll go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What's the instant automatic deal breaker? And this one is, I also have a rule, Myra says, informed by my personal experience, to never talk to or date a guy named Andrew. All Andrews are assholes. Well, I think that sounds very reasonable. I don't think she's going to miss out on anyone good with that policy. All right. Why don't we start with James. Let's go to line 2. He's in Pasadena. He is first up. What is it, James, that you see in a dating app profile that instantly you know that person is not for you?
It's not the side of the nose ring, but the nose ring that kind of goes in between the two nostrils there that like can flip down.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
So oh, the septum.
Yep.
So you're cool with the side piercings, but just not the middle of the nose.
Yeah, the side piercing kind of looks cute, but the middle of the nose, it makes me think that they're like some type of hog or a cow or something.
What?
But
I know it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because they could be a great girl who just have different taste in jewelry.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, we're turning you down, James. You're making a bad decision.
Sure, I think they're allowed to have their opinions.
That's a bad decision. Get off my phone.
Are we back to get off my phone? Is that where we are? All right, let's try Riverside Line 5, please. This is going to be Trent up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Trent, what's the thing you see in a dating app that you know instantly I am not swiping right on her?
Bible verses.
Oh, some people put Bible verses up there. Well, I think they do that to not have Trent hit on them.
People like to put them on because, you know, you have a couple people who like to show that they're religious, but a lot of the time I come across it and it's just somebody's putting it on because they like to seem deep when in reality they don't really have any real connection to the religion.
I see.
So if I ever see it on their profile, I just avoid it. If I come across somebody who's religious, then that's completely fine.
And that's fine. All right. I can see that.
That makes sense. I mean, and you mentioned Bible verses, but it couldn't be a Martin Luther King quote or something like that. And it's just completely not representative of the type of person they are. They just put it up there to look cool.
Exactly.
I got you. All right. Thank you for the call, Trent. We'll allow it. Let's go to 7, line 7, please, in Glendale. This is going to be Steph. Let's see what her big turnoff is.
Hey, Steph.
You know, I have many, but truthfully, it's when guys put a picture of them and like their three buddies up there.
Oh, you don't like the group photos? Why?
Because you don't know who is the actual person that you're like looking at.
Oh, and now if that's the only photo, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But how about if it's just one of the photos?
I only look at the profile like for that photo
for a second, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. I'll take the second guy from the left, but other than that, I'm out.
Right, but you don't know if that's
available.
You're actually getting.
Right,
exactly. All right, so Steph doesn't want it to be work. She doesn't want to have to do a deep dive to figure out who's in the photo that's available
that.
On the app.
We'll,
I understand.
We'll allow that. Let's take one more before the break because I want to talk to Jennifer in Redondo Beach. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
My biggest thing is politics right now, and there's a website called TrumpSingles.com,
yes.
And I met my husband on it.
Wait, hold on a sec. The website that just started this year, TrumpSingles.com, you met your husband on it?
Well, long story short, we had kind of known the person that set it up, but it was because of that website that brought us together.
Okay, but wait, you said, we're talking about things that are deal breakers.
And you said politics.
And you said politics.
Politics, so I would never be a liberal.
I see.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, if
it's not politics, it's just not the opposite of you politics.
Right.
Correct.
So if you're on a dating app and they've got an I'm with her on their site or something like that, you're like, no, that person's not for me. I understand.
All right. Anybody that doesn't like politics, maybe today don't go on your app.
Maybe
that.
Today may be a good day to pass on social media. All right. What's your deal breaker on the dating apps? We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on K-Rock.
All right. This is getting good. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067 on your deal breakers with dating apps. It takes you 1 second. You see something in their profile or in their photo where you say, no, sir. I'm not swiping right on you.
I got to be honest. It sounds like people are making terrible choices for the pictures that they use. Like, some of these are valid.
I agree. How about Brandon, who writes in on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page? I will never swipe right on a girl with a duck-faced selfie. What about that?
I mean
that eliminates about 80% of the pictures of girls on the internet, but...
Yeah, so I feel like that guy probably is going to miss out on someone great.
Okay.
Just because they happen to take that kind of picture.
How about Candace? I'm an L.A. Laker super fan. If Boston is anywhere in anything on their profile, then nope.com.
100%.
It would never work.
Could be the best person ever. Deal breaker.
All right. Let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. I am fascinated by some of these. Let's try. Let's give Samantha a shot here. She's on line 5. She's in Buena Park. Samantha, thank you for calling and holding on. What's the one thing you see in a profile or a profile pic that says no, sir?
Pictures of guys with their moms.
So you don't want somebody who has a good relationship with his mom?
There is a fine line. I love someone who's all about family and has a good relationship, but then that mama's boy, I've just had really bad luck with mama's boys.
And you're taking your relationship with your mom to the level where it's a major part of your life if you're putting it on your dating profile, right? So that's a red flag.
And that means that she's going to be, like, all up in my business, and I'm not going to do things right, and it's just, no. I got
okay. All right. Understandable. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to line 3, please. Eagle Rock. This is going to be Alexis.
Hey, Alexis.
Hi.
Hi there. Deal breakers on dating apps. What's yours?
Pictures with their ex-wives, like wedding photos.
Oh. People put their ex-wives in a wedding photo on a dating app?
Absolutely. It happens all the time.
Really?
They put
What's
up their photos of their pictures from their wedding day with their exes.
And what do you think that's about? Like, what are they thinking? This is the only photo I have of me in a suit?
I think they just think it looks good, so why don't I just blur her out?
That's so weird.
But even blur her out.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of several reasons why that's a terrible idea. You're making the right call there, Alexis.
But wait, what if she's hot? If she's hot, doesn't that say, hey, I can
pull?
Yes.
Well, a lot of times it's like their first step into, you know, trying to fish out for a threesome. But half the time,
okay, all right.
I hadn't even thought about that.
All right.
All right, Alexis, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, isn't it interesting how most of these calls today are women who are being turned off by what they see in a dating app?
Yeah, because guys are so much more picky.
Let's go to Hollywood. Let's make it Rachel, line 6, please.
All right. Hey, Rachel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Hi. What is the deal breaker for you on the dating app?
Guys that have been to Burning Man. And I have pictures of that at Burning Man.
Hey, I've been to Burning Man.
Well, sorry, Kevin.
Come on.
I'm sorry, but it's just like the metallic Speedo on the playa. It's just like, I know that they thought it was a really spiritual experience and that I would have nothing in common with them whatsoever.
All right. Okay.
How about Coachella? Any thoughts on Coachella photos?
Coachella's okay. I can assume it's because they like music or something, or they just like the parties, whatever. But and too many festivals, honestly, that kind of can do it for me too, but I think it's Burning Man.
Burning Man especially.
In particular. Those people are just too freaky for you. Okay.
So yeah,
Rachel, you should go. It's awesome.
I'm probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Yeah.
Thank you for the
call. Right. Let's try Brenda, please. Line 7. She's in Marina Del Rey. This is, by the way, for the guys who listen who are out there, you know, trying to meet somebody, trying to hook up or whatever. This is great free advice that the ladies are sharing with you today. Brenda, what is it that you see in a picture or a profile that is an instant no for you?
Shirtless pics. Oh, my God. They look like whores.
Wait, hold on. So, if a guy has a picture on his page where he doesn't have a shirt on, that's an automatic instant turn off, even if they look good?
No. Okay, so if they're, like, on the beach, like, they're surfers, that's fine. But the ones where they're, like, in front of a bathroom mirror just taking a picture of their abs are, like, so disgusting. And, unless they're, like, overweight, and then it's hilarious.
What?
I love that. Because comedy nudity is the best kind of nudity, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Brenda. All right. Here's what Tina says. Maybe this will be the last weigh-in. This is she emailed us. She's got a long list here, Kevin. A guy who takes a picture with sunglasses. I swipe left right away. I need to see their eyes. So, boom. She's out if you're wearing sunglasses in your photo.
If that's your only photo, I could see that. You want to see someone's eyes.
A guy who takes a picture with his mom means he's a mama boy. I swipe left. All right. We heard that from another caller. A guy who says his career is thriving. I swipe left. It means he's a workaholic. A guy that has pictures with other girls means he's a womanizer. A guy that has a picture with his kids. I can't compete. Guys that say they're philosophers just mean they're opinionated and they like to argue. And please, no pictures of when they're young. Who cares, says Tina. Alone for life.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:52.
Friday morning, time for another look at the showbiz beat. Ralph Garman joins us. What's going on, man?
Sadly, Miguel Ferrer has passed. You may not know his name, but you certainly know his face and work, I'm guessing, if you're a fan of TV and movies. He was a longtime co-star on NCIS Los Angeles, also starting Crossing Jordan. Twin Peaks was another great role. Maybe you know him from RoboCop. He was the bad dude in that film. He usually played the bad guy, and always with great effect. He came from Hollywood royalty. His mom was Rosemary Clooney, the famous singer and actress. Jose Ferrer, very talented actor, was his dad. His cousin, George Clooney. And George said goodbye to him in a statement that he sent to the Hollywood Reporter, talking about how deeply the family will miss Miguel. And by all accounts, everyone who worked with him said he was a great guy, very funny, very talented, passed away at the age of 61. So that's sad news. Mandy Moore says she wants to have kids sooner than later with her boyfriend Taylor Goldsmith. Maybe you should talk to Taylor about that, Mandy, instead of us. Put him to work.
What about all the triplets she had with Milo Ventimiglia? Is she already over them?
That's a TV show.
It's not real.
While we're talking about TV, Variety says ABC has ordered two new pilots for potential TV series. One called The Crossing is about refugees from a war-torn country who start showing up seeking asylum in a small American town. The problem is the country they're trying to escape from is America itself. 250 years in the future. Thanks, Trump. We can start saying that now, right? Today we can start changing. You can change it up.
I guess.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now, you said that people are trying to flee America 2.5 years into the future, Ralph. Is that what you said?
He did not say that, no.
No, 250 years.
250.
I see. Yes.
Okay. So they're coming from the future back to the past, trying to find asylum in America in the past. Cool, right?
Sounds cool.
You don't get it, man.
I'll give it a try.
Another show is called Deception, about a superstar magician.
Nope.
Yeah, come on, Kevin. Whose career is ruined by scandal, and so then the FBI picks him up in order for him to practice the art of deception and illusion, helping the government solve crimes and trap criminals and spies by using his magic.
Nope.
Awesome idea.
Nope.
Very cool idea.
Nope.
The best idea.
Nope.
Deception.
Nope.
Cannot wait to see that show.
Nope.
Kevin, how can you not want to see that?
That's not me saying it.
About a magician spy who makes you think you're seeing something, but boop, over here, look at my card. Three of clubs. Boom.
You're under arrest.
That's a spy. You don't get it, man.
Nope.
Speaking of people who don't get things, I think Bean maybe is missing out on the Pico Taro magic.
Okay. I feel like he is, too.
That. Come on.
Because he didn't like... pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Not at all.
He didn't care for I Like Orange Juice.
No, it was terrible. It was even worse than the first song.
He didn't care for Neo Sunglasses.
That's an awful song, too. It's pointless.
Bean, we just had a conversation where we said small things on a dating app that just make you swipe left, and you don't even give it a consideration, and you don't
thought. I've heard the song.
You have to talk to a person to find out what they're
right.
like.
Pico Taro is pointless.
You need to listen to it with
an open mind. Heard it.
I think maybe Bean needs a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down.
Okay.
So what if we take Pico Taro and we mash it up with Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop? What if we take the Axel F. theme song from Beverly Hills Cop?
I've been waiting for this.
And we mash that up with Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. And maybe the combination of those things will help slowly sway Bean, introduce him to the magic that is Pico Taro.
I already love it.
Well,
I'm
you're going to love it more when you hear it.
I'm willing to accept that that might make a difference. I'm intrigued enough to hear it.
Well, let's see what happens.
P-P-A-P. I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple, apple, pen.
Come on! How great is that? Look.
So you're in?
Now you're in, right?
Look, it's an improvement only in that that mashup has less Pico Taro in it than just Pico Taro's song, so I guess that's better.
I don't feel like you heard enough.
Maybe you need just a big, tall drink of orange juice. Maybe that will help you deal with your morning a little bit.
I like orange juice.
Well, of course we all
do. Grape juice? No.
Tomato?
Tomato juice? No.
Carrot juice.
Carrot juice? No.
Just orange juice.
Orange juice.
Mango juice?
No.
Milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
No, milk.
Orange juice?
Orange, yes.
Yeah,
orange! I like orange juice.
Now, B.
Now you're ready to feel.
This one sucks.
Yeah, that's not, no. No, no, please. I pass. Hard pass.
I think he's coming around.
I think so, too. I feel like he's weakening.
I see a crack in the foundation.
I think I speak for most people when I say it's terrible and stop it and don't and no more and please.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Reno Wilson, my buddy Reno from Mike and Molly from The Cosby Show celebrates his 48th birthday today. Happy birthday, Reno. Evan Peters is 30 years old today. Melissa Rivers, TV host, daughter of Joan, is 49. Stacey Dash turns 50. Rainn Wilson of The Office fame is 51. James Denton, 54. Bill Maher, who's going to be returning to his show Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO tonight, 61. Paul Stanley of the greatest rock band in the world. You want the best? You got the best! Wow!
If you don't believe it, just ask him.
65 years old, Paul Stanley, Kiss guitarist. David Lynch is 71, and Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut and contestant on Dancing with the Stars, is 87 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
It's for reals, you guys. It happened. History. As Donald J. Trump is sworn in as the next president of the United States, he just finished his speech there in front of the Capitol and immediately went to the phone, and we've got him back on the air here on K-Rock. Mr. Trump, I can't believe how busy you are today with all the important stuff.
A lot of people are saying the greatest speech from any president that was ever given by anybody.
I mean, it wrapped up about 30 seconds ago.
I know, and a lot of people are...
You're already seeing reviews?
Those 30 seconds to fill them with nothing but praise. It's amazing. A lot of people... saying it was the greatest, and well, you're welcome.
I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to hear it because we've been busy on the air. But you got big plans for America now that you're the chief executive, right?
First of all, I'd like to say big, winning jobs, flag, world, patriot, talk, action, God, and other things that people want to hear.
Okay, this just sounds like those are just internet keywords, though. That's not really a coherent thought.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So now you finally got the job. For the last 18 months, we've been hearing about how you were going to be the president, and now you are the president. I mean, what's next,
sir? For so long, politicians have had their victories, but it has not been for the American people.
Right. That's your speech.
Politicians have gotten wealthy.
Right.
And the American people have not shared in that wealth.
Right. That was your speech.
Now we're going to turn it around.
10 minutes ago.
And do the opposite. And now business people and billionaires will finally get rich. And
okay.
The American people may or may not. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Because you can always count on business people and corporations to make sure that everybody gets a little money their way.
That's what I've heard. That's the one thing you can count on from a big corporation.
We are taking the opposite view of politicians.
Right.
That's why I have taken my cabinet and I have put, as a secretary in charge of each department, somebody who really hates that department and wants to see it destroyed.
Well, you're mixing things up. You're doing it a little different way.
It's the opposite world. Welcome to Bizarro World.
Well, a lot of people think the previous system didn't work, so maybe you're onto something.
I mean, all the power is going back to the people. All the power. Once again, the people are the rulers of the nation.
Right. That's your speech that you gave like 10 minutes ago.
And so I'm giving every American a 2x4 with a rusty nail in it, and good luck.
What are we supposed to do with that? Are we supposed to go out and start beating people up?
In 24 hours, there will be no laws, okay?
Oh.
Everything is legal.
What?
Murder, anything you want to do for the next 24 hours.
Wow. This is the purge?
Welcome to the purge.
This is it?
That's what I'm saying.
Well.
Welcome to the purge. Good luck, everyone.
That is.
Also, I would like to thank the Obamas for being amazing during this transfer of power, this peaceful transfer of power that America loves. A lot of people love it. A lot of people in the world say peaceful transfer of power.
Right.
Best thing, America.
Right.
The Obamas have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, I am so thankful that a Muslim with no birth certificate was brought to us.
Dear Lord.
Unbelievable.
Like why pile on now? You've already won. He's not even the president anymore.
I have to go now. We have to close our metal shutters because the purge is coming. Okay, I'll see you later.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:34. Ralph is here with our final showbiz beat of the week. You ready to land this plane, Ralph?
Right there on the Hudson.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Before I get to show business news, let me give away some tickets to Bellator 170.
Yay!
He-Man, I will destroy you!
No, you won't, Bellator. I will ban you from Eternia.
Oh, that's Skeletor.
I have the power! What'd you say? Kevin?
That's Skeletor.
Woo!
Is what we understand.
Yeah!
Not
America
Bellator.
Is great again. Donald Trump was right. What a major breakthrough. I made
see,
a pop culture reference, and
how
then
dare you.
It was somehow recognized.
Yesterday we couldn't under President Obama. Now under President Trump, we're so smart.
Bellator 170 is happening tomorrow night at the Forum. Tito Ortiz versus Chael Sonnen, of course. The Huntington Beach bad boy versus the bad guy. Bad boy v. bad guy. Who will come out victorious? We'll find out. And you can be there live if you give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 20 right now, since this is the 20th of January. Caller number 20. We'll get a pair of tickets to Bellator 170 tomorrow night at the Forum. You can buy your tickets, of course, at Ticketmaster.com. If you don't win, you can do that.
Back to Chael Sonnen, such an entertaining guy. If you missed his appearance on the Kevin Bean Show earlier this week, you should definitely check out the podcast. And we also put it up at KRock.com.
Very entertaining.
Love when asked about Tito, he's like, it's just Tito.
Yeah. It's just these ass-kicking tour, pretty much. Sad news. The premiere of A Dog's Purpose, the movie A Dog's Purpose, has been canceled for this Saturday. Turns out Universal and Amblin Entertainment, who produced the film, think, I don't know, maybe the video that leaked this week of them trying to drown a dog while filming the movie.
I mean, they weren't
has cast a shadow upon the production.
Oh, I'm so mad!
They weren't trying to drown the dog, but
right. They
weren't trying to save the dog either, is all I'm saying. Poor Hercules, the German Shepherd, being forced into the raging river. Scared to death, that little dog was.
It's not ideal.
It's not ideal. So I think.
Oh, Hercules!
To avoid answering questions about that video, I think they're just going to just quietly release it into theaters.
Or maybe just onto DVD.
No, it'll go to theaters. It's going to go in theaters.
How can a dog lover enjoy that movie now?
Well, it's about dogs dying and coming back. So if you believe the movie, that even if Hercules had drowned in that river, he'd come back as an even better dog with another purpose.
So there's an upside.
So it all works out.
Either way, it's good.
Dogs just keep recycling. They're like soda bottles. That's the moral of the story. Right, Bean?
I mean,
kill a dog because he comes back even better.
I guess that's one interpretation.
That's what we're saying.
I don't think we're saying
that. That's the whole point of the movie, Kevin.
It is. That's true.
Right. So if Hercules had drowned in the pool,
there's real life.
It doesn't matter.
And then there's make-believe.
That is real life, though. Josh Gad is the voice of most dogs in their heads. That is fact. Hey, Arcade Fire, right?
Yes. Yes, please.
They're back. They just released a surprise new song.
Is it as good as the Gorillaz?
Well, it's a little better, I think, than the Gorillaz. This is the first recording we've heard from the band since the 2013 Reflector. Arcade Fire tweeted a message to its fans, noting that all proceeds from the song will benefit the ACLU. Enjoy that organization while it lasts. I Give You Power is the name of the song, featuring Mavis Staples, by the way. Legendary soul singer Mavis Staples, also helping out with the Arcade Fire guys here. Here it is. We've also got it up at krock.com if you want to hear it. Here's a little taste of I Give You Power. Watch this. I give you power.
Now, let me just say, I've not heard the whole song, Ralph, but it seems like in that clip that you played that they are being taken over by their guest star. That sounds far more like a Mavis Staples song than an Arcade Fire song.
I don't know what you want, man. I don't know.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I'm just saying it sounds like a Mavis Staples song is what it sounds like.
Okay. All right. We're good with that?
Maybe if you're going to do a song that's like a Mavis Staples song, it's a good idea to get Mavis Staples to come in then and help you do that then.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it. I like both of those artists very much.
Sounds like you're very happy with the end.
I was just surprised. I thought it would be more Arcade Fiery. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mac Miller, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. He is seriously involved with Ariana Grande.
No one says it that way, Ralph. That's a ridiculous way to say it.
I heard a guy on the radio. I heard that was the way it was pronounced.
Ariana Grande?
See? That guy.
Guy's an idiot.
She is very much in love with him, and she doesn't care who knows it. She posted a video yesterday on her Instagram wishing happy birthday to my best friend for life, and she called him her soulmate.
Wow.
So this relationship is going to last forever.
Right.
Just keep that in mind.
Sounds like it.
It sure is. Speaking of birthdays, we did celebrate Mac Miller's birthday yesterday. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars born on today, January 20th. Bill Maher, who returns with his TV show host Real Time on HBO tonight. He is 61 years old today. James Denton is 54. Rainn Wilson is 51. Another Wilson, Reno Wilson, from Mike and Molly and the Cosby Show, celebrates his 48th birthday today. Stacey Dash is 50. Melissa Rivers is 49. Evan Peters turns 30. Paul Stanley, guitarist for the band Kiss, turned 65, director David Lynch. I hope you'll all tune in and watch the new Twin Peaks that we're doing on Showtime. It promises to be a heck of a good time. He's 71 years old today. Have you seen any of the teaser trailers?
I've not, no.
I have.
Oh, very good. Exciting all stuff, right. Yeah. And astronaut Buzz Aldrin. I'm Buzz.
Great American.
My name is
She blinded me with science.
Yeah. Yeah.
War hero.
87 years old.
Silence.
Silence.
Talking to Bean.
87 years old today. And while we're talking real quickly about David Lynch and Twin Peaks reboot, I did want to mention again the passing of Miguel Ferrer, a very talented actor who did reprise his role from Twin Peaks in the new version, passed away this week at the age of 61. Crossing Jordan, NCIS Los Angeles, RoboCop, so many great performances passed away this week. So I did want to give him a little shout-out. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Take you, Ralph, on your drive home today. Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't bogart.
that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh my God, it's Brady!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's about ideas, bro.
Roll another one.
Allow me to present Man Not Caring.
Just like the other one.
Everything you're saying is wrong.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Is meat on the menu this week?
And I need another hit.
Strippers are people, too. Naked people who may be willing to pleasure you for a price you negotiate later behind the curtain at a VIP room. Besides, there's no need to kill them, because most of them are already dead inside.
Roll another one.
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, hello.
Just like the other one.
Shut up, Ryan Seacrest.
This one seems to be about.
Oh, no. Poor God.
I don't have another cent.
How old are you?
7.
What do you think of No Cussing Week?
Bullshit.
But don't bogart that joint.
We've got vomit.
Just pass it around.
Even deaf people are complaining.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
You're my boy, Blue.
That's a horrible thing. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. I think it's an absolute disgrace.
And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do, which is a failing pile of garbage.
Sick people.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I believe in the American people. I believe that people are more good than bad. At my core, I think we're going to be okay.